Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but right now, though, it's time for Carl to recreate some voices from the week's news. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Carl from Montara, California.
Hey, Carl, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Now, where is Montara?
Montara is a little town on the coast about 20 miles south of San Francisco.
Oh, I see. So is that like near Santa Cruz or sort of?
No, it's actually 50 miles north of Santa Cruz. It's close to Half Moon Bay.
Oh, I see. It's lovely there.
It is.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because you're separated by the mountains from the main part of the valley. Sometimes you can see the money blowing over, though, when the winds are right. Well, it's nice to have you with us, Carl.
Thanks.
You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
All right. Your first quote is from ESPN Page 2 columnist DJ Gallo. It's the first stages of grieving as experienced by the fans of a particular team this week.
Stage 1, denial and isolation. No, 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 no. No, this did not happen. Stage 2, anger. I have a freaking helmet tattooed on my head, on my bald head. I just feel so misled. I feel so stupid.
That's how the fans of what team may have been feeling this past Monday.
Would that be the New England Patriots?
It would be. Super Bowl 42 was a foregone conclusion. The New York Giants would come onto the field, immediately flip over to expose their soft white underbellies. And if the Patriots were feeling nice, they might have let them score a field goal, say, just to feel good about themselves. But instead, the Giants, led by plucky quarterback Eli Manning, did what no one else was able to do all season and beat the Patriots. Bookies in Las Vegas lost a record $2.6 million in the game. It became apparent that most of the country was actually rooting for the Giants. Mostly, it seems, because while America does love a winner, they felt that if Tom Brady gets Gisele Bündchen, he can let somebody else enjoy the lousy trophy. All right, Carl, here is your next quote.
That's what they do. They come upon you all of a sudden.
That's economist Bob Bruska. He was telling CNN that he and other economists are starting to believe that the U.S. economy may already be in the middle of a what?
Recession.
Right. So, the American economy, having a lovely evening at home, perhaps with its girlfriend, the Chinese economy. And the doors are securely locked, everything's cool, and then the spooky music starts up, and you realize the recession is calling from inside the house. At least, according to some economists, who say that the economy probably entered into a downturn last month when we were distracted by the beginning of American Idol. Most economists say there are things that could ease the pain of the recession. The Federal Reserve could cut interest rates again, or, and this is the best case scenario, Angelina Jolie could agree to adopt all of us. All right, very good, Carl. Here is your last quote.
There's no better place to spend my honeymoon than here at the Steel Mill.
That, as was obvious from Carl's accent, is a world leader who just got remarried after a brief but very public courtship, says he was happy to spend his honeymoon with his nation's steelworkers. Who?
Sarkozy.
Right, Nicolas Sarkozy. Here's more proof that France is just not like America. If the U.S. president publicly dumped his wife and then married a gorgeous former supermodel, he'd no doubt get support of more male voters who'd say, dude! Just like that, dude, four U's, dude! But in France, Nicolas Sarkozy did just that, got nothing but raspberries. In fact, the steelworkers he spoke to booed him. Apparently, the people in France are more concerned about things like their retirement benefits and unemployment.
What?
Oh, France, what has happened to a once great nation? The editor of a leading French celebrity magazine says that Ms. Bruni will make France proud. Quote, I mean, when she says yes to the president, she says yes to France. Or so they hope.
How does that work? Is that when you marry the president of the country, you marry everybody that voted for the president of the country?
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the president of the United States like, divorcing his wife in office then marrying a model?
I just did.
And how does it feel?
Dude!
Well, it depends who Hillary married.
I guess so.
Fabio.
You know, all of a sudden it got... Fabio did endorse Hillary.
He did.
So maybe.
He did. I think that's going to happen.
She could do a little better.
That would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Talk about easing the pain of the recession.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Carl do in our quiz?
Carl had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Carl, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing, and congratulations again.
Thanks. It was fun.
Bye-bye.